Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marvel Wynn. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Frobel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry McWilliams. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry McWilliams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. Wynn moves to third. Lacy moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say juggles the ball. That's an error on Say. Wynn scores. Lacy moves to third. Pena moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Davis to Sutcliffe to Say, who tags Lacy out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. One out. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel strikes out. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Davis reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is hit by the pitch. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Lacy scores. Ray goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woods moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-1 in the game. Frobel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland throws the ball into Verizer, who tags Frobel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morrison scores. One out. It's 4-3, Pirates. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 1 in the game. Barra strikes out. 2 outs. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams is 0 for 1 in the game. McWilliams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sutcliffe bunts towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sutcliffe for the out. Verizer moves to second. 2 outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ray hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to third. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 2 in the game. Pena hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Sandberg reaches third base with a triple. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McWilliams. Sandberg scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Say strikes out. 2 outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Wynn throws the ball into Pena, who tags Durham trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moreland scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frobel takes first base on ball 4. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-2 in the game. Barra hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Larry McWilliams. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Frobel goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 6, Cubs, 6. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Ray reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Lacy moves to third. It's 7-6, Pirates. Rich Bordy now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson is walked intentionally. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-3 in the game. Pena hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-6, Pirates. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frobel hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Danron pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Jim Wynn now pitching. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a fly ball into left field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Rich Bordy. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Danron now playing shortstop. Thad Bosley now playing center field. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-3 in the game. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruststar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacey hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Say strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Lopes pinch hits for Leon Durham. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0-for-1 in the game. Ron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Lake now catching. Keith Moreland now playing first base. Reggie Patterson now pitching. Davey Lopes now playing right field. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Pena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Frobel strikes out. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-4 in the game. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.